Welcome. This is the Capital Auto Group, KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Now, here's Jeff Morgan.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is an absolutely beautiful day down here at Autzen Stadium live, and the Ducks are taking on the Cal Bears. Cal Bears were ranked last week, lost to Arizona State, but I'm telling you, this is one of the most pristine afternoons that I can remember at Autzen Stadium. Zach Sparrow, Captain Zach Sparrow, Zach Solicki, I'm telling you, thanks for joining me in lieu of Scott Mills.
Yes.
Good to have you on the show.
It's good to be here, Jack.
I'm telling you, we're out in the parking lot. We're on the east side. If you're coming in, come on down. And, you can just check us on out down here, just east of the soccer field. But, the Ducks taking on Cal. Cal's a pretty good ball club. I believe they have a good defense. Justin Wilcox is their coach. Obviously an alumni from the University of Oregon, as was his dad, as was his brother. So
facts over here. I love it.
But they're rooting for Cal, I think, today.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. It would have been a lot more interesting if, say, Cal would have won last week. That was an interesting game.
You know, that was actually a really good game against Arizona State. It was at Cal, and Garbers went down with a shoulder injury. Just kind of a fluke play, got tripped up, and all of his weight went down on his shoulder, and he is out indefinitely. So now you've got Modster coming in, who is a UCLA transfer to Cal. Came in second half when Garbers got hurt and looked fairly inept.
Yeah, not great. Not great. They scored, 3 points in the second half?
I believe they did. Yeah. And, so you can't do that. And he transferred after the 2017 season from UCLA. And he actually played pretty well at UCLA. And I believe that UCLA actually beat Cal when he was the quarterback.
Oh, that's funny.
2 years ago. So pretty interesting stuff. There's a lot of just little trivia things,
about this game.
Well, I don't know it all, but I mean, I've listened to people and just kind of researched some stuff, and it's pretty interesting. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
This place is great too, by the way.
It's the best. It's going to be, I was saying this a few weeks ago when I was on here, talking about how the atmosphere in Autzen today and just outside everyone tailgating is going to be a lot different than the Nevada and Montana state game.
It already is. It's already a lot more crowded. I mean, there's not very many parking spots available even now, and we're, 3 hours away from kickoff. Yep. Kickoff is at 5 o'clock, by the way. And I'm telling you, this is from yesterday to today. What a difference.
What a difference.
Crystal blue skies.
It's
absolutely incredible.
It's beautiful.
So
coming down from Salem this morning was great.
That was fantastic. I mean, a little fog, but now the fog's burned off down here in Eugene. So if you're driving down, traffic was bad when I was driving down. I don't know about you.
We left pretty early. It wasn't too bad.
No?
It wasn't too bad when we got in. But, it's nice to see it all break up. I think at game time it's going to be about 63 degrees, which
it's perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
It's a perfect fall day. I can't believe it's already October.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous. Crazy. And so this is technically it's the fifth week for the Ducks, but I think it's the sixth week for college football.
Yep.
So Ducks obviously had a bye week last week after beating Stanford. And I'm telling you, the last three games, the Ducks have not allowed a touchdown.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. That hasn't happened since I read 1933.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, Andy Avalos has got this defense just flying to the ball. We've got so many great players. Funa as a linebacker.
Oh, he's unreal.
I want to say Mossy Funa, but it's Mace.
Mace.
I like Mossy better.
Mossy sounds good.
I think if I ever meet that guy, I say, hey, Mossy. I'm not sure what he's going to say to me.
Probably chuckle.
Yeah, he probably
would. He seems
like
a good guy.
Well, the funny thing is that he grew up down in Anaheim, California, and there's a Mase Nissan down in California. Because I grew up down there. You probably weren't aware of that. Maybe you were. But, so Mase Nissan and then Mase Funa. I think that's a perfect fit.
It works.
But we'll call him Mace. Just for fun, we'll call him Mace. But I'll tell you, this kid's big. I mean, 6'2", 260 pounds.
Yeah, he's
gigantic.
He's a big boy. Yeah, the entire defense, though, this year, like you're saying, is just – it's unreal. I remember when I was here at Oregon when I was a junior. I mean, that's when we had a lot of big dudes. I want to say that was Troy Dye's freshman year.
Okay.
And then my freshman year here at college, we had Tony Washington and Armstead. And I remember thinking, this is probably going to be the best defense I'm going to see at Oregon in a long time. And then this team comes out and is just absolutely unbelievable.
So you're a young gunner. I mean, mm-hmm. what are you, 23?
23. I'll be 24 in a few weeks.
Wow. My gosh, I've got a son your age.
There we go.
Look at that. Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. That is so crazy. Wow. So, okay. So Zach may actually be taking over for me down the road.
There we go.
You're doing a good job. You're starting young. So I think that's great. It's awesome. Thanks for joining me, by the way. And we had Zach on for the Stanford show a couple of weeks ago. So that was awesome, man, back in the studios.
That was a blast. Yeah, and what's funny is I was wanting to tell you, I was excited to talk to you again after that game. My prediction for the score was 6-42. And what was the score?
6-21. Yeah.
So nice. I was good on the defensive side. The offensive side, I had a little bit more hopes, but I'm okay with the win on the road at Stanford.
You know, let's talk about that offense side of things. I mean, we've got Marcus Arroyo. He's our offensive coordinator. And everybody that I seem to talk to is disappointed with this guy. I was disappointed with him last year. Yeah. It was his first year. Let's kind of see how he rolls this year. But, you know, the Nevada game gave me hope.
Yeah.
I saw everything open up. But I'm telling you, the last couple of games, it's been mediocre. He's just been running the ball at the middle like he did last year, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that there's anything bad with that. I mean, you have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, he's not opening anything up.
Well, and I think that might, you know, you have someone like Cristobal as the head coach coming from an SEC team who, you know, they're bringing together the biggest line that Oregon's ever seen. And I think, you know, Cristobal is wanting to kind of change the way in which Oregon runs their offense, but still sticking to somewhat of the Chip Kelly era of things. That's, you know, against the Auburn game, we talked about a couple weeks ago how Arroyo was just dumping off those little passes. And a few years ago, it was great because that was somewhat new to college football. But now everyone's biting and they get it, and it wasn't working. The Auburn game, I was heartbroken. I was down there and leaving the game, I was like, man, Arroyo really, you know, disappointed me. And then, like you said, the Nevada game came out, and I was like, okay, there's hope.
Well, you know, I think it was a different game plan for Auburn.
Absolutely.
I mean, as far as the offense, I actually liked the game plan. We had a number of dropped passes, dropped in the end zone. Then we missed a field goal. There was a lot of momentum things. I mean, if we would have scored there, I think the game would have completely gone a totally different direction. And there's a number of games that the Ducks have played where I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what do you do? But I liked their offensive scheme. They were running to the right. They were running to the left. It was almost the old Chip Kelly style of play. But yet now they've stopped that. And I don't know if this is because they don't want Herbert to get hurt. Okay, so we just lost our third string quarterback to shoulders or arm surgery, whatever surgery that was. So now we've got Herbert, we got Shuck, and then we got a walk on. And so that's what we're stuck with. So I don't know if that comes into play. Also, I don't know if it's the receiving core, because now we got Pittman coming back from injury. We've got Schooler's coming back from a foot injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they open it up, but I'm telling you, Jacob Breland, that guy is a stud.
He's the leading tight end in the nation right now, isn't he?
He must. Well, it would.
Six touchdowns.
I don't know that, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I know. I want to see. He is
impressive, but he runs really good routes. But I think that they went away from him in the Stanford game. I didn't see him catching too many passes. I didn't see a whole heck of a lot going on. Herbert sitting back in the pocket. I don't know if he can't read when a blitz is coming in there, but I don't see our running backs kind of going out to the flat so he can just dump it off so they can take off.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm just not sure what's happening on offense there, which is kind of concerning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, like you were saying, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today with Juwan Johnson, or not Juwan Johnson, Micah Pittman back and Schooler. I mean, Schooler's the best special teams player in the nation, and he's just an absolute hustle player, so having him back in the rotation is going to be huge. And I'm excited to see Micah Pittman.
That guy's an athlete.
No, he's a stud. His brother's insane. He's really good. It's gonna be interesting to see how he plays.
I'm excited to see our offense today. There's no doubt about that. I hope that we open it up a little bit. I'll tell you, the Cal defense is really good though. They've got Weaver as a linebacker. Yeah. That kid is unbelievable. He's just savvy.
Mm-hmm.
He can see plays happening, opening up, and he's just on it. I mean, I think he's their best defensive player.
He's a student
player of
the game for sure. He's very cerebral and he gets it. And that's always intimidating to go against, especially as a quarterback or a running back, going against someone that gets it on that side of the ball.
He's always around the ball.
Oh, yeah. He's always there.
He's always going to be there. Exactly. So you better know where he is. And somebody's got to spy on that guy and knock him down.
Absolutely.
If you can.
We got some big linemen. We'll see how it goes, how it plays out today.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? We're going to have to get out to our first break. A lot going on. This is exciting down here. People are happy. They're having fun. I'll tell you, our barbecue, we've got brats going on today. Ooh. This is going to be good. Roger Kirshner, Highway Trailer Sales Owner, has brought his barbecue. It's fired up. It smells fantastic. I'm looking forward to having one of those bad boys, I'll tell you that. So this segment is being brought to you by Bond Roof Care. Bond Roof Care is your roof cleaning, maintenance, and re-roofing specialist right there in Salem. Check them out at bondroofcare.com or give them a call at 503-363-0005. We'll be back after this.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back to Autzen Stadium. We just had the duck go by.
There's Puddles.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen out here. I mean, we may get the cheerleaders. The band may come by.
I'm
telling you.
It's always a good time.
And, this is a blast.
It's a blast.
I love being out here. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, Puddles is giving high fives. I'm telling you. It's got some crazies over here, too. Wow.
Nothing like a good fall college football Saturday, let me tell you. This is the kind of thing you think about during the spring and summer days.
Well, it's
moments like this.
It's a true tailgater. You know, we've got some great drinks out here, and there's a great barbecue brewing, and it really doesn't get any better than this.
Sure doesn't.
What's that? Oh, yeah, great people. Yeah, and more.
And more.
And I feel bad for Jerry Allen having to do his show up in the studios. He can't come out here and enjoy anything. I mean, because this is where it all happens.
This is the fun.
I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. This is where the fans are, and they're just having fun out here, and it's a great, beautiful day. And
everyone's
actually
happy.
Yeah. I've got a jacket on. The wind is actually a little chilly.
It is a little chilly. I got a new sweatshirt today that'll keep me warm during the game.
Good. Nice new hat, too. I like the new duck on there. I'm going to have to go get one of those bad boys. So we've got some great football going on. Let's check some scores. We've got Florida and Auburn going at it right now. And number 10, Florida, is actually beating Auburn at home.
We
17
to
13. We actually do need Auburn to win. That's going
to
be a huge second half.
Absolutely.
It's in the second quarter.
17 to 13 right now.
Yeah, and they've got about, it's almost over. 58 seconds left to go in that game. At halftime, number 9, Notre Dame 35, Bowling Green nothing, as it should be.
That's a shocker.
West Virginia at home, taking on number 11, Texas. Texas 21, West Virginia 14. West Virginia hanging in there.
Yeah, they are. That's a one-score game.
LSU final against Utah State, 42-6.
Might be a bold statement. I might say it now, but LSU,
they look tough.
They look tough. They're really good. When they play Alabama, that'll be a good game. I could see them making it to the Natty this year. They're good.
They are
a good
ball club. Number 5 in the country now. Number 6, Oklahoma, played at Kansas today. Kansas. So who's their coach at Kansas? Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
It's the ex-coach of LSU. Miles.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Les Miles.
He went to Kansas.
You got to keep up on these things, Zach.
I sure do if I'm going to be coming on here every week. I need to be here with my stats.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm just giving you a hard time. Oklahoma knocked off Kansas 45-20 at Kansas. Number 8, Wisconsin. I'm telling you, Wisconsin looks like a juggernaut right
now. Absolutely.
Those guys can run the football. Their line is huge. They open up holes like no other, and they just destroyed Kent State 48-0. Number 12, Penn State, taking on Purdue at home. I'm thinking, let's see, who played Purdue early in the season and won? I can't remember who that was. A Pac-12 team.
Was
it Cal?
It may have actually been Cal.
Can't recall off the top of my head, but regardless, Penn State.
Well, Nevada beat Purdue, and then we went
to
Nevada.
Oh, that was Nevada. Yes. Yeah. You're right. It was Nevada.
Yeah. And then we just played Nevada. Because that made Nevada look kind of going
good.
Into it like, oh, goodness.
Yeah, then they just get destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call on that one. Good memory. That's why you're young.
That's why you're almost 24 years old.
All right. Penn State knocks off Purdue 35-7. Number 19, Michigan, who got destroyed by Wisconsin.
Last week, that was it.
Taking on number 14, Iowa. Get the win at home.
There's
10-3.
Upset Saturday.
We talked about this earlier, Zach. Number 21, Oklahoma State going to Lubbock, Texas to take on the Texas Tech's Red Raiders. Texas Tech comes out with a victory, 45-35. What a great game, though.
Absolutely.
Slinging it down the field.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow with the standings, with some few close games, few upsets. And, I mean, if Auburn loses, if...
Yeah, I hope they don't.
Florida can pull. I don't either, but if Florida can pull that victory out, that'll be interesting to see what happens with both Auburn and us after we get a good win today.
Yeah, if we can win handily today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because everybody knows we should have beaten Auburn. We had that one in the bag and we let that thing go.
Yeah.
First game, Jerry's house, whatever.
It's pretty much a home game for Auburn, let's be honest. I was at the game. It was Sea of Orange.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like the national championship when we played them in Arizona.
Yep.
Almost the same thing. But, we need Auburn to win. They've got to come back, just like they did against the Ducks.
Yep.
Okay, so last night, what a great ball game this was. Cincinnati at home taking on number 18 UCF, Central Florida, getting the victory 27-14. I'm telling you, Cincinnati at home is tough.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys bring it, and I'll tell you, I like their coach. That guy gets fired up. It's fun to watch. He's going running up and down the sidelines.
It's entertaining.
Awesome to see.
It's entertaining.
That's college football at its best.
I mean, they beat UCLA this year, which is...
They destroyed UCLA.
Yeah.
And then I think they got beat last... Who did they lose to last week? They got
Marshall. No, I think they lost
to Ohio State.
That was week two. Yeah, they
shut them out.
42-0, but it's Ohio State. So
it is Ohio State playing at the Horseshoe. So it's always tougher to play on the road. I don't care who you are.
Yep.
I just don't.
I mean, UCF, too, is a good squad. I mean, I was shocked that they lost last week. UCF? I mean, they were.
Yeah, so now they've got two losses on the season.
It was 2 weeks ago against Pittsburgh. It was two weeks ago against Pittsburgh.
That's right. Yeah, so UCF struggling a little bit. Scott Frost was their coach a couple of years ago.
Yeah, now he's at Nebraska.
Now he's at Nebraska, and they got pummeled by I think they lost to Ohio State last week. Yeah.
Well, Stanford's offensive coordinator, Scott Frost's brother.
That's right. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That is interesting.
He played
football
down there, and
I didn't even know that.
Neither did I. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't know that. You got all the stats. New one for both of us.
Yeah, I guess so. I can't know everything. I mean, let's be honest. It's not like we're ESPN or something.
I guess that's true.
But we are close.
We're close. Close enough.
Very close.
Very close.
Oh, my gosh. So Ducks taking on Cal today. And, you know, the Ducks are a 20-point favorite.
Yep. 20.5.
I think that's way too much.
I don't.
You know, just seeing how our offense has been. Okay, so we go down to Stanford. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We scored 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of shut it down. I just let our defense kind of take over.
Yep, sure did. I mean, but you know, a win's a win. As long as our defense isn't giving up scores, I mean, we can score two touchdowns. And
did you hear that bass right there?
That was pretty crazy.
My gosh, I think that my heart was going to stop right there. But I guess that's what you get when you're out here in the parking lot. You never know what's coming by.
There it goes again.
Wow.
They're messing around.
I'm telling you, these guys are getting it on out here. You start Pac-12 play and you never know.
Oh, it's a different world.
It's fantastic.
It's a different world.
It is. It's great.
It's going to be loud tonight for sure.
You know, this is fun. The students are back finally.
Yep.
This is the first time students are going to be in the stadium. So this place is going to get out of control.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. So Cal, they have a great defense. Justin Wilcox obviously was a linebacker for the Ducks. And he knows his D.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that the Wilcox family, they're notorious for... At least on Justin's side of the ball, just wherever he's played, there's been linebackers, there's been defensive guys that have just blown people up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, legitimately, but somebody always goes out hurt, whether it's a quarterback or whatever. Key players, they key on guys, and they take them out. So
that's interesting.
2 years ago, Herbert diving into the end zone, Weaver jumps on him, and he hurts
his
shoulder.
Right. That's right.
So that was 2 years ago here at Autzen Stadium. So it's notorious. It happens. And so
I'm hoping that it doesn't happen today, but they're notorious for hurting people, and we've got to take care of our quarterback. There's no doubt about that. So it's going to be a fun game.
It's going to be a great game.
I think the Duck defense is really going to play.
I'm really excited to see what Micah Pittman does.
So am I.
I'm really excited to see how he plays. So he's comes from a family who's a bunch of USC fans and decides to switch it up, come to Oregon. He has his brother down there, and he's finally ready to play. So it'll be interesting.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be good.
Because he's an athlete. And he's just, a true freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Got an early spring game. So he actually hurt himself during fall camp.
Yeah.
Just kind of came down on his shoulder wrong. And I'm sure Garbers, the quarterback from Cal, can attest to that.
Yep.
Kind of knows how that one feels.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, So Pittman's been out for, about 5-6 weeks now?
Yeah.
It's been about that. So I guess, you get a shoulder injury. That's pretty much what you can expect.
Yep, absolutely.
So, which is too bad.
I want to see Juwan Johnson back in the
– that's tough to come back from a calf injury. I mean, I don't know how – calf – does that mean kind of calf, or does it mean kind of Achilles?
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know, and that's a tough one.
It seems like every week, though, I'm hearing something that he might come back, and then he's not suiting up. So,
we'll see. You got to be cleared.
Yep.
So, good thing we got Schooler cleared, we got Pittman cleared, so that's going to open up some things. So, looking forward to seeing how our offense handles things today against a pretty good Cal defense. So we're going to need to get out and take another quick break here. So this segment being brought to you by Kennedy Tax Solutions. If you're getting calls, letters from the IRS, or maybe an agent stopped by your house, you kind of need to reach out to Dale Kennedy at Kennedy Tax Solutions. Check him out online at KennedyTaxSolutions.com. We'll be back after this.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back to Autzen Stadium. We're doing kind of a photo shoot here right now. I've got, this is awesome, man. Oh my gosh, this is like the best tailgater of the year so far. This is fantastic. I'm here with, Zach had to go. And so I've got Jerry Harris, huge Duck fan. He was just here. He's not just a fan.
I am a Duck.
Oh, you are a Duck.
I am a Duck.
Yeah, oh, proud along.
Well, I apologize.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
No,
thank you, Jerry.
This
is the first time I've gone to a game in about 5 years.
Seriously.
I'm absolutely loving this. The weather, the tailgating, the smells out here. I'm having a blast, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have you had a brat yet? Roger's cooking them up.
Yeah. One? I had a brat. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so Duck's taking on Cal. And Cal was ranked before they lost to Arizona State last weekend. And we kind of talked about that earlier on the show with Zach. But you've got a pretty good feel for what's happening just with the Ducks and kind of our defense. And Masi Luna and Troy Dye on the linebacker crew. Graham Jr. in the secondary. Our safety, Holland.
Oh, Javon Holland. What a stud. He reminds me of some of my favorite Ducks in the past, John Boyette type of guy. He's just a ball hawk. I can't wait to see him tear it up on the field today. First time I've seen a live game in a while, and I tell you what, seeing the guys live is a heck of a lot different than watching them on TV. I can't wait to see these guys hit them live. Bigger, faster, stronger. Best Duck team. This defense is something else.
It's pretty solid. And offensively, we were just talking about this earlier, too. We got a couple of great receivers coming back. Schooler actually last year he kind of struggled catching the football. I don't know what it was, because it was between Schooler and Johnny Johnson III. They could not catch a pass.
I tell you what, though, they worked on it. Our new receivers coach, Jovan Boeknight. He's been a stud. Yeah, I tell you what, those guys are catching the ball now. Schooler's a stud.
He is.
I watch his brother down at Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, that was a disappointment watching Cal lose last week. I was kind of hoping for this to be one of those, top 15, top 13 type of matchups and stuff. So watching those guys lose last week was a little bit disappointing. But, what I'm looking forward to is in that bye week, they were talking about, working on the run game, getting the run game going. And so the key to the game today, I don't think it's the run game.
It's got to be the passing game.
I tell you what, it's going to be the passing game. When I watch the run game, I don't think Cal's the team you're going to get well against. Justin Wilcox, the guy's a stud. He plays disciplined defense. His teams, they know their gaps. They're going to play well. But the X factor for this game for me is Penei Sewell. That guy is a stud. Watch number 58 today. Did you watch his last couple of games, the pancakes that he was doing? He was knocking guys all over the place. I was watching highlights on the internet. He was hitting the first guy, knocking him over, and then finding a linebacker in the second unit, just knocking them over too. He's a freaking beast out there. Love him.
That's awesome. You're not passionate or anything. I love this crap.
I tell you
this
what.
This is great.
Sophomore stud. Outland Trophy guy. You know, I mean, they're already giving him, talking about awards. I can't remember what the award was last week. Some sort of Outland special thing, but what a stud.
You know, here last week, too, Hansen wasn't playing. The center. Or 2 weeks ago. I mean, he was hurt. And so I don't know what his injury was, but I mean, so he's back. So now we've got all our five guys, Throckmorton, Sewell, Hansen.
For Throck to fill in the center.
Yeah, what was that?
You know, what a utility player.
Oh my gosh.
Now he moves back over. Now he's in his natural position. You get Jeff Hansen back in there. I tell you what, with those receivers, Micah Pittman, what a stud. I'm looking forward to these guys throwing it around today.
I hope that we do.
I tell you what, have you watched the run-pass option?
I have not.
The run-pass option that they started to employ, you know, that first game was a little vanilla on the offensive side, quite frankly, in my opinion, for the Auburn game.
Really?
And then we started to open it up a bit. But that run-pass option that they've employed a lot the last two games, fun to watch.
Well, you know, I remember the Auburn game. I mean, we were running side to side trying to tire those guys out because they had huge defensive linemen.
Huge.
And so, you know, now you've kind of got a similar thing with Cal, but I think Cal's a little bit quicker.
You know, they're not nearly as big, but they're quicker. That Weaver, that guy's got a nose for the ball. He's moving before the ball's even snapped because he already knows what the play is. He's a student of the game. That guy scares me a little bit. But I think we can throw the ball around. What I really feel like, though, the key to this game is what our defense does against them. This is the best secondary we've ever had. You know, we were talking about this on the drive down.
Right.
Talking about the secondary, Thomas Graham, you know, what a stud. Diamador Lenore. And my man, Javon Holland.
Javon Holland.
that guy's the best safety we've ever had. I tell you what.
That's a big statement right there.
Hey, give me one better.
Well, I don't know. Boyette was awesome.
Boyette was awesome.
So, I mean, Holland is just getting in there. He's just getting started. So, I mean, he's got a couple years left. He's just a sophomore. I'm telling you, the kid, if he stays for two more years, which he should, he's going to be unbelievable. And by that time, you're probably right. He's going to be the best we've ever had at safety.
I think so. I don't, you know, it may be bold.
But you
got to
remember Chung was safety too, was he not?
I mean, look at this team right now, though. You got Troy Dye. What a stud.
Yeah.
You've got Jordan Scott up the middle. Guys that are playing unbelievable football. And then you've got this sophomore, Javon Holland, that's stealing all the headlines. The guy that's getting player of the week type of honors and stuff. What are you going to do? That guy is just phenomenal.
I love this. I'm excited to get into the game right now. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. I'm serious. I mean, well, our defense has only allowed, what, about 15 points, I believe, for the last three games. I mean, you've got 6-6 however.
Three games in a row without a touchdown?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's happened in 1933, but I mean, that's not even football then. I mean, what are you even wearing? I mean, do you have any pads? Do you have a helmet? I don't think
leather,
you have
leather. Perhaps,
yeah. I mean, so this is way back in the day. So, I mean, with the caliber of players and teams that you're up against, you know, now in the modern era, I mean, to do that, I mean, that says something right there. I mean, granted, we played Auburn, first game out of the gate, and, okay, they scored 27 points on us. But, you know, that was kind of an anomaly. I think that our offense shut down, and we couldn't get any first downs.
Well, the first half of that game, we held them without a touchdown. And I think we got a little conservative there. I think we were, you know, playing to protect the lead rather than to win the game. And it was a little disappointing in that second half, for sure.
Well, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, but it's our first game. It's on a huge stage, and a lot of these guys, I mean, we've got some young players, and they've never done that before, and it's just like, wow.
You know, you look at some of the seniors that we have right now with, you know, Justin Herbert, obviously, and Troy Dye. You want the best for those seniors and stuff, but I tell you what, the future is bright. When I look at all the young guys that we have coming in, and the young guys, they're doing amazing things, seeing the field this early and playing at this high of a level, I'm looking forward to the next couple of years.
You know, I'm wondering how Cristobal is doing just in recruiting running backs, because both of our guys, or actually most all of our guys, are small except for just C.J. Verdell. I mean, he's bigger, but what is he, 210, 220? Still under 6 foot.
Oh, absolutely. Under 6 foot.
But then you got Sean Dollar coming in as a freshman. I mean, this kid can run the football. You got Felix is lightning fast. He is so fast. I mean, if you could get that guy on an end around, coming around the side, I mean,
that would be phenomenal. I can't remember the name. We've got to recruit next year. He's a verbal commit, but he's a big back. He's out of SEC country. I cannot remember his name off the top of my head right now, but he is a guy that will fit into Cristobal's offense. He's the big banger type of guy that'll hit the hole hard. Cyrus Habibi Lekio.
Oh, yeah.
So
Habibi Lekio.
He's been injured, right?
Okay, yeah, because he's the big – he actually had the most one-yard run touchdowns last year.
Yes. So we are missing him a little bit. That would help loosen up some stuff. But
Habibi Lekio, I love that name.
Verdell, he's a good running back. I just think
he runs hard.
I think we have to work on, and hopefully we did during that bye week, work on that running game a little bit to open up the holes. With the experience we have on the offensive line, are you kidding me? These guys are phenomenal, and we can't open up holes for these guys. Auburn is understandable. Nevada, not so much.
Right.
Cal's going to be tough today, though. That I don't think this is the day we get well in the running game, but I think that we do plenty in the passing game to
I think you can open it up against Colorado next Friday night. That is going to be a fun game. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff night game, nationally televised. That and Colorado's not too bad. They're kind of middle of the road, and I think Cal's middle of the road. I think Arizona State is middle of the road. Colorado's middle of the road. You know, Utah is tough. Those guys got a great defense. Washington, to me, is the most impressive team in the Pac-12 right now.
You know, as I was watching game day this morning, I was taking a look at the various different teams that are dealing with injuries. Purdue, absolutely decimated. I couldn't believe the list of injuries that they were running. Colorado's another team that's been hit by the injury bug. Washington, pretty healthy. Us coming off of that
pretty
bye
healthy.
Week. We got healthy on this bye week. We still got to figure out if Juwan Johnson is going to play. Is he still day to day? I don't know. But really, other than Juwan Johnson, we're healthy now.
We are.
You know, this bye week couldn't have come at a better time.
Couldn't have come at a better time. We're going to have to take a break. But when we come back, Justin from the Oregon Club is with us. Justin, say hi.
Hi there. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about some different things that are going to be going on just with the Oregon Club. We've got some. What do you call those things?
Watch view, parties.
Yeah, watch parties. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Needed the terminology help there. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Justin because they've got some fun things that are going to be coming up. This segment being brought to you by BMBC, Building Materials Bargain Center, right down there on Front Street. Don't pay full price. Just go to Building Materials Bargain Center. We will be right back.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back to the Tailgater Show. It is rocking down here at Autzen Stadium. Ducks taking on Cal. This is a wild Tailgater Show. I'm loving it. I got Jerry Harris here. Thanks for showing up, Jerry.
Hey, and I got, happy to be here.
I know you are. It shows. Justin, for the Oregon Club of Willamette Valley, appreciate you being on.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
Sure thing. So we've got a lot of things coming up, a lot of different games. So why don't you tell us what the schedule is for the Oregon Club?
Our next event is going to be a watch party for the Washington game, obviously. Rivalry week, one of our biggest games on the calendar. Need to win that game for sure. So
absolutely.
Hopefully we can get a nice little crowd going for our watch party.
And where's that
going to
be?
It's going to be at the new Gilgamesh restaurant out in West Salem. 555 9th Street, Northwest Salem.
Okay.
It's in the Woods Complex.
The Woods Complex. Okay, so just Google Gilgamesh, and then you can probably find the directions to their new location out in West Salem. Okay, good. So, again, we're actually going to be having another watch party event, and it's going to be a Creekside Golf Club.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be for the USC game, kind of partnering with you guys, KYKN, Oregon Club. And so it's going to be lots of great prizes, signed memorabilia, raffles that are going to be given away. So you're not going to want to miss out. That's going to be a fantastic game.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that one.
And that's down at the Coliseum down in LA. So that's going to be a baller. So that's going to be good. So be listening. We're going to be running some promo commercials just to what's going on for both of those. And so be tuned in for that. So you guys got your own tailgaters. Thing going on over there.
We
so
do.
You got to get back, you know, and take care of your peeps.
We're basically tailgate neighbors at this point. We're like,
we are.
five spots.
We're
going
to try and fix that. Years to come. We'll see what we can do with that. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Justin. Really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. And,
absolutely.
Hope to see you guys soon.
Okay. So what's your prediction? Real quick. I got you on the spot. I apologize.
Low scoring game. I'm going to say 24-14.
Okay. Fair enough.
Cal's defense is going to get
so they're going to score some touchdowns.
They're going to score some.
Okay, so we're going to break the trend today. I don't know. We may have somebody combating that one. I'm not sure.
Not a chance.
Well, appreciate it.
We've got
Jared Derry from Bend. He's always got a fun little jiffy. Now, what's a jiffy, Jared?
That's Jared's interesting fact for you.
Now, can you feel your heart? Because I've got this beat going on in the background with this music. This is insane. I mean, can you hear that?
No.
This is nuts.
It's crazy.
Pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so yeah, I guess I'm just too old for this anymore. But anyway.
The co-eds are rocking.
Yeah, they are. Okay, so, Jared, give us the jiffy real quick.
Oh, let's hear it. All right. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the number 40. All right.
But you're wearing number 20.
Yeah, well.
So just double that.
That's right.
Okay,
Kenny Wayne's going to score today as well. Actually, do you guys know what the all-time record is, Oregon-Cal games?
I don't.
It's 40-39-2 in favor of Cal.
Really?
So if we win today, it will be even.
Wow.
At 40.
Okay, good.
Wow. Other 40 facts. 1940, national championship. Want to guess who it was?
Cal.
No. Minnesota Gophers. Number two.
Dang it, I thought I had that.
The Stanford Indians.
What?
They were the Indians at the
time. Really?
Yeah. They actually had a star player.
Did that already start, like, back then? They went from the Indians to the tree?
Apparently.
Huh.
At some point, somebody thought, like, this is a really good mascot. Let's just be a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a see-through tree at that.
That year, they actually had a fullback by the name of Fred Meyer winning the NFL.
No way. So Fred Meyer, expand on that.
Well, apparently he was not connected to
the
actual
Fred Meyer.
Meyer.
God, no. I thought you had that, man.
Not Fred G. Meyer.
But here's the key today. Here's the keys to success today. Oregon has two number 40s. Zach Emerson, out of Bend. He was the kicker.
Yes.
He's had some legal issues recently. He will not be playing today.
Now, Jared is from Bend, so he has the inside scoop
yes,
on that one.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And Noah Dahl is a backup running back out of Silverton, also a native kid.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't really play at all, but if he plays today, the reason is because we're killing Cal. Number 40 gets in the game.
Or you could say he hasn't played at null.
Very good.
You like that one? I just thought I'd throw that out.
Noah, he hasn't.
He hasn't played at null.
Yeah.
Okay, the number 40s. What else you got?
So, number 40. We need him to play today. We win. Our kicker, Zach Emerson, out of Bend, will not play. I think he actually is out on bail right now.
Wow.
Seriously. Yeah, that's
okay.
Unfortunate.
That's unfortunate.
And
so who's our kicker then?
We've got the freshman that just came in.
Okay.
Good kicker. So
Camden Lewis.
Camden Lewis.
Yep, there you go.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. Lewis is going to get all the kicks. And we also just lost our other kicker also just went to – we allowed him to leave, so we basically are actually very thin on kickers.
Yeah, he transferred.
All right, what else you got? Because we got to get out to another break.
All right, here's a prediction. It is very exciting in Autzen today.
Okay, is this your prediction, like, for the...
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hold off on that.
Oh.
This segment being brought to you by... Who's it being brought to you by? Oregon Truss. If you're a contractor, Oregon Truss is the one to call. They're just better. Check them out at OregonTruss.com. We'll be back after this.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back to Wild Autzen Stadium. It's getting crazy out here, and I love it. This is so much fun. Prediction time. And this segment is being brought to you by Furbish, a salvage place. Joel and Cindy.
I love it.
And Cindy Cali. I'm telling you. Yeah, right there in the corner of 12th and Cross. They got some great stuff in there, so go check it out. Okay, it's prediction time. So, Jared, give it to me.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Okay, so this is more popular of a game than I really expected it to be. Even though we're favored by 18, there's a lot of people here. It's a night game. I actually think Autzen's going to bring it. I think that Herbert's going to throw well. I think we're going to actually catch well for the first time in about 6 or 7 years. I'm going to say Oregon actually covers the 46.5 over under. I'm going to say Oregon 35. I'm going to say Cal 10. 35-10.
But that's okay. Cal 10. That's
Cal 10.
Okay. That's pretty good.
35-10.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I saw a quote earlier that we had beaten Cal, or we played Cal, and we had 40 points against Cal the last several times. I don't think we're going to reach it today.
I don't think so either.
I think Cal's defense is too good. But I think we're going to score 31 points against them, and I think we're going to hold them out of the end zone, and they're going to score 6 points. 31-6.
I like the six spot. That'll be the third six spot right there. Okay, Scott Mills couldn't join us today, but he's satellite. And his prediction is 29-21 Ducks. How in the world? That's ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. Scott, where are you? Are you listening right now? This, really, the Cal's going to score 21 touchdowns with a backup quarterback in our defense? Negative. Okay, I'm going to throw that one out. All right. So, who else we got? Dave Suing back in the studio. He's got 31-20 Ducks. I still think that's too many points for Cal to score. Way too much. So we're coming to me. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I think the Ducks are going to score. There's no doubt about that. I'm thinking 28-9. I'm going to give Cal three field goals. That's what I'm doing. So,
you know, I like it. I don't think they're going to score on us, but I think we're going to score on them a bit.
I'm right there with you. And there's the Duck fight song. So guess what? That means Jerry Allen is coming up right after us. He's up on the press box. We're down here in the parking lot. Enjoy the ball game, everybody. It's been fun.
Thanks for listening to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales on 1430 KYKN. Coverage of the U of O Duck Football Game of the Week is coming up next.